Yeah, I think you can even go back further than that. So there's been a rumbling of disagreement between the US women's national team and US Soccer, the Federation. That kind of peaked in December when last year, 2015, when they went to play in their victory tour. So after this huge success at the Women's World Cup, they then went on their victory tour. And various places weren't up to scratch, they started to think. And then they got to Hawaii, which is a big, exciting opportunity, really. 15,000 people going to get the chance to see perhaps women's soccer for the first time.
Hello, this is On The Wing on TalkSport 2 with me, Kate Mason. Now, we're in the England squad this week, and in the next 20 minutes or so, we're going to be introducing you to some of the real linchpins of the squad, chatting with manager Mark Sampson and finding out from our co-host Alex Scott whether she's a blue or a yellow person and what on earth that means. A serve right down the middle again, not so tight to the line as the last one, giving Nadal something to get on top of. He dives into the net. Djokovic sends up the lob, but it's not good enough. And a volley from Nadal puts his first point on the board. It's 30-15, Novak Djokovic. 30-15. Qatar in 2015 was Djokovic's lowest tour finish all year. So he's looking to make up that deficit today. He only made it to the quarters, beaten by Ivo Karlovic. But after that, he didn't drop out before the final in any other tournament that year.
Something we were picking up on in here is the way that Serena Williams looks pretty emotional on court there at the moment. She doesn't look as though she's quite herself. The serves, as we were saying, very slow, unusually slow for someone like Serena with such a big serve. And she looks as though she's getting either Cornet's in her head somehow, or she's really struggling.
And great maturity he showed as well, because he didn't have it all his own way on number one court today. Michael Emer has some beautiful touch, those feathered drop shots, great serve, nice fluid action.
Five continents have produced male and female squash champions, and almost uniquely in modern competitive sport, it has never had any hint of a drug scandal. Unlike wrestling and baseball, the sport has never been a part of an Olympic Games, but it is in the Commonwealth Games. Peter took bronze there in 2010, but thinks the step up to the Olympics would be something else entirely.